This is Talkin' Baseball.
I was kind of more calm, more relaxed, and I curse a little bit less. I can say I finish all the meeting when I say, good team win games, bad team have meetings.
I use Facebook for something. I don't remember. But I'm really not a Facebook or Twitter guy. I mean, I'm a prime rib and baked potato.
Talkin' Baseball with Bruce Levine.
I like that.
And Jonathan Hood.
The lights go out? I mean, that's just so bizarre.
On ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
What's up, Chicago, and welcome in. You're listening to Talkin' Baseball on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Jonathan Hood broadcasting live from the Nike Factory Store in Aurora and Bruce Levine in Arizona. Our telephone number, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. And Bruce, we have all out of the box, we have a special guest on the line.
Absolutely we do, Jay. We bring in the fine first baseman, the Chicago Cubs, Derek Lee, joining us on Talking Baseball. Dee, welcome. Thanks for taking some time out.
Oh, thanks, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. What's the tenor of camp so far? What are your thoughts about this camp compared to the last couple as we go into the second week?
Well, I mean, you know, spring training is, you know, it's business as usual. Good to be back and see the guys get on the field and, you know, kind of work the kinks out. I think we saw some guys report in some great shape and looking to kind of atone for last year.
Derek, what is the difference in this year's roster versus last year's?
Not a major difference. We added a new piece in center field with Marlin, so we'll move Kosuke back over to right, and that's pretty much the only difference. We'll have Xavier Nady getting a lot of the bats, and he's a great hitter. But after that, it's pretty much the same team.
You know, the profiling that's gone on between with the media and Marlin, comparing him to Milton Bradley, I know it angers me that people would, this is 2010, people would racially profile individuals from year to year. I wonder what your take is on it as a professional player, as well as an African American, the way that it's been portrayed so far.
It's ridiculous. I mean, like you said, if it was a white guy who came over, would he be the anti-Bradley? It just makes no sense. You know, Marlin's a completely different guy. He wasn't traded for Milton. He signed here as a free agent. So why even bring Milton Bradley's name into it? Really makes no sense, and it's just, again, the media trying to create something out of nothing.
Derek Lee of the Chicago Cubs with us on Talking Baseball on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Just a follow-up on that, Derek, because of the media and the conversation you hear about Milton Bradley and Marlon Byrd, does that deter African-Americans from coming to the Cubs, or is there talk about it around the league because of the controversy surrounding Jock Jones or what's going on with Marlon Byrd? Do you hear that throughout the throughout Major League Baseball?
No, fortunately, I don't. But, I mean, it's definitely not a positive when you're looking at coming to Chicago. But I think overall the positives do outweigh the negatives. And, you know, we're baseball players, so we're pretty good at kind of blocking out all the outside stuff and just focusing on in between the lines. And in between the lines, Chicago's a good place to play.
When you look at this team this year and you basically add a Bird, you put Fukudomi back defensively in right field. We know Bird's above average. No, people don't usually talk about the defensive part of the game very much, except when it's not happening. But how much better do you think this team's going to be defensively? And with that said, how much is that going to help the pitching?
We're going to be much better defensively. Kosuke is a natural right fielder. He played okay in center, but he's just more comfortable in right. And you need to be strong at the middle defensively. Marlon's a good center fielder. He covers a lot of ground out there. I think we're going to see Gio better behind the plays and be a little quicker. So that'll strengthen our defense. And it just makes the pitchers, it helps their confidence. They're able to relax a little more. And, defense is huge. We all know defense. Over a 162-game season wins you a lot of games.
Derek, is this year's roster better equipped to win versus last year's? With additions on the team now?
Well, I think last year we were more than capable than having a much better season than we did. We didn't play well, bottom line. So I think that's the biggest thing this team needs to do is look in the mirror and say, you know, what can I do to make myself a better player and get and do a better job? So on paper, yes, we're ready to win. You know, we have the talent to win, but it's a matter of going out there and getting it done.
Two of the biggest free agents that the Chicago Cubs have going into this offseason, manager Lou Piniella and Derek Lee. I know you've already dealt with the question with the media the first day about free agency, but is it your wish that the Cubs approach you about an extension at some point and that you possibly finish your career with the Cubs?
You know, I've enjoyed my time in Chicago. I would be more than happy to finish my career in Chicago, but, you know, I don't expect anything out of them as far as approaching me. I'm just, I'm really putting it out of my mind and just enjoying spring training, getting ready for the season and do everything in my power to help this team win. So it's really a non-issue. You know, I think people think they're obligated to approach me, which they're not. You know, I signed a deal through this season, so I plan on playing as hard as I can to the, I guess to the final day of this contract.
Well, Dee, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks for taking some time out, and we'll see you over at the complex a little later today.
All right, we'll see you.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Derek Lee, Cubs first baseman, with us on Talking Baseball on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.